Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So let's talk about credit cards. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. All right, so before we go over how credit cards work or how to use a credit card, we need to go over important details about credit cards in general. So one of the main reasons people damage their credit scores from credit cards is because they don't understand how they work or they don't understand the full details with credit cards. So here's a few important notes with your credit card or with a credit card that you're trying to apply for. So just some basic general information here. So the credit limit, this is the amount that the bank set your card to. So for example, if they give you a $3,000 credit limit, you can only spend $3,000 on that card until you pay it off, and then you can spend $3,000 over and over and over as long as you keep paying that off. So that's your credit limit, your total spending amount on that card. Next, you're going to have available credit. This is the money you have available to use. So for example, if you have a $3,000 credit limit and you just got the card in today, then more than likely you're going to have a available credit of $3,000. If you spend $1,000 out of that $3,000, then you only have $2,000 remaining of available credit to use on that credit card. Your balance, this is the amount that you've spent on the credit card. So just like example number two here with available credit, let's say if you spent $1,000 on that credit card, then your balance is $1,000 because you only spent $1,000 on that card. Due date, this right here is where you start getting into your important details for credit cards. So a lot of people just focus on the due date and they think this is the only important date with a credit card. That is incorrect. So a due date only have to do with if you're paying interest on a balance or not. It has nothing to do with credit scores. It has nothing to do with credit reporting. It literally just depends if you're going to pay interest on any unpaid balances. So a due date, this is the date that your balance is due. More than likely paid in full. So the reason why some banks or credit card companies allow you to pay a minimum payment of $25 or $30 is because they make interest on unpaid balances on your credit card balance. So for example, if you have a $3,000 card and you spent $3,000 on that card, you spent the entire credit limit on that card, well, your billing statement comes in, they only want you to make a minimum payment of $50. The reason is because they're going to make interest off $2,950. So if you pay that card off in full, then that's zero interest being added to your balance. So it's very important if you pay your balance off in full each month and not get stuck into the minimum payment trap. So you want to pay your balance in full by the due date. And again, here's interest. So these are fees added to your balance. If you do not pay your full balance by the due date, so if your due date is the 15th, you want to have your card paid to zero on the 15th. So that way the bank cannot charge you interest. Interest on a credit card is always 0% if you pay that balance off in full. If you don't, well, credit card interest is going to be 20 something percent. It's high. So you don't want to leave a balance on your card after the due date. You're just giving the banks free money. Next is the second very important date. This is called a statement closing date. This is the date that the bank is going to report your balance to the credit bureau. So this is usually about 3 to 5 days after the due date. You may want to check with your bank because they can be different. Some banks are 7 days after, some banks are 3 days, some banks are 5 days. So if you look at your billing statement, the very last date on your billing statement is the statement closing date. That's the date they report your balance to the credit bureaus. The credit bureaus do not see anything else besides the balance on that statement closing day. It doesn't matter how much you spent on different days. Just that one day matters, the statement closing date. So this is the date that your bank reports your current balance to the credit bureau. So let's go back to that $3,000 imaginary card. If you spent $1,000 on that card and you just didn't pay it off, well, on the statement closing date, if that $1,000 is still on there, then that's $1,000 reported to the credit bureaus as unpaid. So what you want to do, you want to pay off your balance in full by the due date and then leave your credit card at a $0 balance until the day after the statement closing date. That way, the bank reports a $0 unpaid balance to the credit bureaus, and then you have a 0% utilization each and every month. Which brings us to the next topic. Utilization is a percentage of the card that is unpaid reported each month on the statement closing date. So if you have a $3,000 credit card and you left $1,500 on there, well, $1,500 divided into $3,000 is 50%. So that's a 50% utilization being reported to the credit bureaus for that month. And that won't change until the bank reports your next balance in the next 30 days. So it's very important to pay that balance off in full. Leave that card at zero until after the statement closing date. And then start using it again after they report to the credit bureaus. And then the credit bureaus will not see any balances until the next statement closing date. So in the next clip here, we're going to talk about how to use your credit card. All right. So now that we explained the important details about credit cards, let's talk about how to use your credit card in a more detailed view here. So right here, we have a calendar dates the 1st through the 30th. We're just going to say your due date is the 15th of every month. Your statement closing date is the 18th of every month. You have a $1,000 credit limit. So right here, the 1st through the 10th, it is okay to use your credit card. So these green check marks here stands for days that you can swipe and use your credit card as much as you want. Now, when you get to these red X's, these dates here, you do not want to use your card. And I'm gonna explain why. So right here on the 15th, you have your payment due date right here. So of course, whenever you swipe a credit card or a debit card, whichever card you use, it takes a few days for those payments to go from pending transactions to posted transactions. Sometimes that can take 2 to 3 days. So what I like to do personally with my credit cards, I like to stop using my cards 3 days in advance. Just so those transactions can go from pending to posted. So if your due date is here on the 15th, you want to stop using that card, just to be safe 4 days in advance. So right here on the 11th, you can stop using that card. So all of your transactions that you use from the 10th, the 9th, they're still pending. So they're probably not going to post until the 12th or maybe the 13th. Now on the 14th, all of your transactions are going to be posted, which means you're going to have your full balance to pay off on this card. You want to pay this credit card off in full, so that way on the 15th, you have a $0 balance. You do not want a balance on the due date. If you leave a balance on here past the due date, you're paying interest on that amount. That's why banks only want you to pay a minimum payment of $25, $30, $50, whatever the case may be. That's because they're making interest off you. That's almost like me giving you $1,000 and I only tell you to pay me $30 back every month. That's because I'm making more money from you than the original $1,000 I gave you. I'm probably making $1,500 or $2,000 from you eventually if I just keep telling you to make a minimum payment and I charge you interest each month you don't pay me back. So you want to pay your card off in full the day before your due date. It is okay to pay it off in full on the due date. You know, it is going to post as a zero balance. However, you definitely just want to avoid all of that, any future issues, and just pay it off the day before the due date. That way right here, your payment is posted from your bank and you have a $0 balance. Now, that's not all with the due date. The due date has nothing to do with your credit scores or your credit report. So remember, you have a statement closing date. So you want to keep this $0 balance at zero. Do not use this card the day after or the day after that, because the statement closing date right here is the 18th. So you want to keep your credit card paid off in full until after the statement closing date. This is the date that they report to the credit bureaus. After the 18th, it's okay to start back using that credit card again. So from the 19th all the way through the end of the month, all the way until this process repeats, until you get to about 3 or 4 days before your due date, stop using that card. Let those payments go from pending transactions to posted. Once it gets to about 1 or 2 days before the actual due date, go ahead and pay your card off in full. The bank is making $0 in interest off you, and then you keep your card at zero until after the statement closing date, and this is going to build your score each time. So of course, when it comes to paying off your card, some, you know, things happen in life, emergencies or unexpected situations, expenses, whatever the case may be. Some people may not can afford to pay off their card in full. So in that case, let's say you have a $1,000 credit limit and you spent $1,000. So you have a $1,000 balance and you only spent $500 or you only paid off $500. So this means you're going to have a $500 balance. So $500 goes into $1,000 twice. So that's half, so that's 50% utilization for the month. And this is not gonna change until the next statement closing date. So that's why it's very important not to leave balances on your credit cards, because this is gonna affect your credit score for an entire 30 days. This won't update until the next statement closing date. Now, some people get confused with this 30% utilization myth. It's honestly a big lie. So the goal is to never have a utilization rate or to never worry about interest rates, because credit cards is 0% interest if you pay it off in full. So if you leave 30% on your credit card, you're paying interest on that 30% balance. So it's kind of pointless to leave a 30% balance on there just to get a 30% utilization. This whole 30% myth came into place when it comes to applying for a car loan or a mortgage. Most lenders will work with you if your credit card balance is under 30%. They understand life happens and people can't pay off their cars in full. So if they see your cars under 30%, they understand that you're not relying on your credit cards to pay your bills every month, or that you're not struggling to pay off your credit cards, or you're not living off of your credit cards for every single thing. So that's where this whole 30% myth come into place. You always want this to be zero. So you, if you have a $1,000 credit limit, you pay that $1,000 off here. You have a $1,000 balance on the due date, you get paid, or you, the bank gets paid $0 in interest. You leave this $0 balance at zero until after the statement closing date. That way you have a $0 balance, 0% utilization for the month. And that's pretty much how you use your credit card. If you have multiple credit cards, it's very important to, you know, keep in mind when your statement closing date is for each one. So for example, if your statement closing date is the 18th for credit card one, but credit card two statement date is the 30th, then you want to stop using this card, start back using it for the 19th, and then card number two, you want to stop using that around the 26th. So you can kind of flip-flop credit cards if you have two, and kind of use one whenever you have to stop using the second one. So that's for a different video. That's probably going to confuse a lot of people, but this is mainly what you need to focus on with your credit card and how to use your credit card. You do not want to pay the bank interest, and you do not want a balance reported to your credit report. So you always want a 0% utilization every single month. And that is all. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.